You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with The Deal Farm. On today's Best Deal Ever episode, I've got Jason Fritton. Jason, how you doing?
Hi, not bad, Ken. I appreciate the opportunity today.
Well, thanks so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Pleasure's all mine.
So Jason is actually the CEO and founder of Patch of Land. And if you guys are familiar with Patch of Land, it's one of the new up-and-coming crowdfunding websites. It was actually just featured on Entrepreneur's 100 Brilliant Companies to Watch list for 2015. Jason, that's awesome. That's a big deal.
Oh, thank you. We were really excited about that. To be honest with you, I didn't even know we were in the running. We just found out when it hit the newsstands. It was a great day. The entire team has gone a little bit nuts over here, but we were excited to be on that, and we're very proud to be recognized for that.
Well, that's awesome. And I guess to date, you guys have done over, what, 30 million or so through the website, over 116 projects is what I read. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, about 25 million on the website, about 5 million or so off the website at this point. We're now grown to the point where we're doing about 10 million a month. And we're doubling or tripling almost every quarter. It turns out that there's been a huge need for this type of business. So we're just working to keep everything together and provide a good service.
Well, I think there's a lot of questions around crowdfunding and how it works and why all of a sudden it's legal. But before we get into that, I would love to maybe kind of go back to the beginning and talk about, you know, how you started the company and kind of where you were and were you in real estate and what you were doing when you started the patchofland.com.
Sure. So Ken, I'll be honest with you. I actually did not start as a real estate guy. I knew nothing about real estate. I was a tech guy. I worked a lot with the government, the military, setting up secure networks, primarily for military bases. And I built a strong company there, doing that, about $35 million a year in revenue.
Wow.
And it was a great company, but it had one big, gigantic customer, which was the U.S. military. Very lucrative.
Sure,
but
sure.
In 2008, 2009, when we had the collapse, unfortunately, the federal government went on their spending freeze, and I lost my one giant customer overnight. So went from a good-sized company to nothing in the blink of an eye. So I was looking for what to do with my life. And, you know, I think, as you know, real estate is appealing to just about everybody at some level. And so I went to the auctions, essentially. At the time, real estate was just kind of a wasteland. There wasn't funding. Prices were depressed. And there was always the same 12 guys at these auctions for these properties. And they're very smart guys, very sophisticated guys, very wealthy guys, but always the same 12 guys. They were buying up the $50 million properties and the $5 million properties. But nobody was touching what I consider to be kind of the bones of real estate, which are the smaller properties. And there just wasn't the funding for it. And the pros that knew what to do with those type of properties, how to put good families in them or rehab them, you know, didn't have access to the funding necessary to get their project started. So I said, hey, this is an opportunity. So I learned how to become a real estate guy from there. I worked with to lobby actually Congress to pass the crowdfunding exemption of the 2012 Jobs Act that make all of this legal. And I put together a Patch of Land basically to bring access between real estate professionals who needed constant, reliable access to funding for the projects and real estate investors, potentially like myself, who may not have had access to this particular marketplace before, don't have those type of connections. And it turns out there's a huge market gap and a lot of interest, and we've just been growing like crazy ever since then.
So when did you actually start the patchofland.com? When did it come into being?
So we launched in October of 2013, so a little bit more than a year and a half ago. We launched one little tiny $120,000 project, funded out from our investors just a couple of days, and we've been doubling or tripling ever since then.
It was that right after the Jobs Act was passed that allowed for crowdfunding?
It was, about 2 weeks afterwards. So the Title II of the Jobs Act, which allows public solicitation, which allows me to come on your podcast and say, hey, I've got these deals available. Come check us out online with this developer, that developer, this particular state. That became legal in September 23rd of 2013. We launched just a couple weeks after that.
Interesting. So you were actually part of the lobby that got Congress to pass the Title II part?
So I basically lit up the phones. There was a lot of opposition to this type of mechanic, that is this type of vehicle at the time. You know, the people were worried about snake oil salesmen coming out and, misleading people into investing in things that that weren't good deals. And they said that the average person couldn't handle that type of responsibility. I said, you know what, that's not true in today's world, today's internet-connected world. You don't have to be rich already to be able to make good financial decisions for yourselves, and people should have that ability and that responsibility to be able to take financial control of their own investments. And Congress agreed with us and passed the crowdfunding exemptions.
So I guess let's help explain for the average person that doesn't understand necessarily what crowdfunding is. Just give us sort of the meat and potatoes of what it is.
Sure. So realistically, all crowdfunding is bringing together a large group of people who may or may not have known each other previously. So let's just say unaffiliated people out there to get together to fund a particular project that they maybe all believe in. So it's going on the internet, it's going out publicly through conferences or whatever, and bringing in 10, 20, 100, 10,000 people together all to help make one project happen. We accomplished that through the patchofland.com website. You can go online and just view the different opportunities or get your project funded through there. And but other people can do it through, you know, TV commercials or print or conferences. You know, one of the most famous crowdfunding companies is Kickstarter. And I'm sure most of your audience has heard of that. It's a little bit different than Kickstarter. You know, when you fund something, you get something for it, like you know, one of the first products to roll off the line. Or if you fund Veronica Mars's movie, you might get to go to the premiere. Mm-hmm. With actual securities crowdfunding, you get to see an investment. You get to come together with a lot of other people to make a powerful investment where you may not have that capability to do so on your own. And you'd be able to get to see a potential return on that investment, a financial return. And that's what hasn't been legal before the Jobs Act was passed and before the crowdfunding exemptions were put into place.
So somebody that's got a project, a real estate project, and they don't have the resources or the local traditional financing sources, they put it on your website. And then how many different investors end up investing in their project if it gets selected?
Well, at the moment, we see anywhere from one, you know, a single investor will take out the entire project, to 20 or even 30. And as we start moving into larger projects, we just launched a $2 million project, we can see upwards of 50, even 100 investors. That's kind of the power of the crowd, is it kind of moves you beyond your local network, your local, let's just say, private lenders, your friends and family or so on, into the internet crowd, which is millions of people strong. We have over 16,000 high and ultra net worth accredited investors signed up on our platform. And that allows a great deal of expanded access to capital that maybe you haven't had before.
So that brings up a good question then. So who can invest? Who are your investors right now?
So at the moment, we're limited to accredited investors. So those are individuals who have made $200,000 a year for the past 2 years and are expected to do so this year, or have a net worth exceeding $1 million, excluding their primary residence. So generally, you know, already fairly affluent people. Now, the goal of this is to expand it to everybody, just normal folks. That's really kind of the holy grail of what we're trying to do here. And Reg Plus is now in place. That's another financial vehicle, which allows basically a mini IPO, without all the, you know, the millions of dollars worth of registration costs. And that's going to allow some unaccredited investors to join too. We haven't started with that yet. Looking at that very carefully now.
So is that part of the Jobs Act where you have to solicit to accredited investors only, or is that just you guys?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's part of the Jobs Act. But Title II allows us to basically what's called publicly solicit. I can go out and, on this podcast, I can say, hey, we've got a 11% great deal in Arcadia that's available. Check it out with this extremely skilled and prolific real estate professional and developer who's getting the project done. Go to our website and check it out. That normally would be illegal because that's public solicitation. I mean, I already know your audience, have a pre-existing relationship with them, but the Jobs Act tells me that I can only accept money from those who are accredited.
Gotcha. Well, and that brings up another good question. what sort of returns are most of your investors seeing in these projects? I'm assuming they're probably investing in multiple projects and getting maybe like a blended return on the platform.
Yeah, that's right. That's actually part of our appeal is our investors able to come in with just tiny amounts of money and spread that money over a lot of different projects so they're well diversified. So if you know one project goes bad, nothing has yet, but it eventually will if it happens. You know, they're protected by you know their level of diversification. Our average blended rate of return right now is about 12.3% annualized, and we pay out monthly.
Wow, paid monthly 12.2%.
Yeah,
and spread out and diversified. I mean, for you know the private money lender, even like myself, I do some private money lending. You know, and we'll get 12 to 15% return on our money, but it's not blended. You know, it's all in one project. I like the idea of having some diversification in there. That's fantastic.
It's immensely powerful. It's been one of our biggest appeals is that investors can just dip their toes in the water with just a tiny amount of money to test out this particular type of market, and spread it out around a great deal of properties. And you know, at the same time, it's all backed by a hard asset. It's backed by an actual property. You're not investing in somebody's yogurt stand somewhere. You actually have you know, something at the very worst you can go throw a rock at.
Sure,
and that's powerful.
Sure. What's the other? There's another crowdfunding site that's not securitized. They're like small loans. I'm trying to remember the name of the.
Oh, yeah. There's Lending Club.
Yeah, like Lending Club. Where the, you know, the big difference there, they're unsecured versus this where you're, you know, I'm assuming your first lien position on all these assets.
That's right, we are. And that's true. Lending Club and Prosper have been immensely successful and very, very popular simply because they're able to get that huge level of diversification. But in the end, you know, they're still dealing with consumer credit. And, you know, if somebody walks away from that particular debt, there's not a whole lot you can do. With us, we have a property backing everything. And that's been very appealing to a lot of investors.
So let's on the other side of the coin, then you've got the person who brings the project to you. What do those people look like, the people that are borrowing on the platform?
So we like to see experienced borrowers. That's primarily what we look at. We like to see individuals that know what they're doing and where our investors have a reasonable expectation that they can pull off whatever project that they're working on. So they tend to be real estate pros with several years of experience in the industry themselves, and they need to be able to scale their own business from doing maybe three projects a year to 30 or 300. And they just haven't had access to that type of capital yet. They're not big enough yet to know where they know the hedge funds, the private equity companies, or so on. And they've been funding their projects either out of pocket or through friends and family or from a hard money lender to where now we can say, hey, we'll fund you today, we'll fund you tomorrow, we'll fund you next week and next year, and we'll fund you in New York, and we'll fund you in Los Angeles and Miami and the Atlanta suburbs, and hey, Paris maybe eventually as well. So we're working to give them a whole lot of options that they haven't already had as well. We have several thousand signed up across the country. And there are our customers, there are clients. We take a lot of pains to make sure that we take good care of them.
So what sort of loans are these folks getting? They come to you and obviously they're looking for favorable terms, better than they could get, you know, locally from like a hard money lender. What do your loan terms typically look like?
Well, right now they're generally 18 months or less, interest only, no prepayment penalty, anywhere from 7.99% up to, you know, 13, 14% in very high risk areas or high risk projects. And, you know, we're moving now into 3 to 5 year opportunities. We're moving into 10 year plus opportunities. We're just not quite there yet. We're still a new company. We're growing so quickly that we're getting sophisticated fast.
Gotcha. Are there any points associated with that, or is it 8 to 13% just flat?
Generally, it's 8 to 13%. We do make our money off the points, so we pass on the interest rate to our investors. We generally show between 0.5 to 4 points usually on origination.
Gotcha. Okay, so what's like the typical project coming across the platform? Is it single family? Is it large commercial? Or is it sort of everything in between?
Yeah, we built a strong niche in single family residential and small multifamily. We're currently underwriting about $600 million a month in application flow. But we're moving now into the larger commercial. I brought on a commercial team from scratch about a month ago, and we've already reviewed about $400 million worth of applications. We've got about $50 million in the pipeline from there. I think that's really what you're going to see from us moving forward. We're kind of growing up. We're transitioning from being a scrappy startup into, you know, an actual fairly powerful company. It's happening a lot quicker than we expected.
Sure. Yeah. $10 million a month. My goodness. You guys are, it sounds like you're what, doubling every quarter or something like that?
Yeah, we should be well above that $10 million by the end of this year.
Unbelievable.
Easily.
Okay, so the average investor out there who wants to get their project funded, maybe they've got some experience under their belt. I mean, do they have a shot at getting funded with you guys? What's that application process like?
Absolutely. And it's a very quick and easy application at first. You come to the site at patchofland.com. You'll see at the top to borrow money. And we do work as a lender. And then it's really just a five-minute application. One of our LOs will reach out within 24 hours immediately afterwards, get some of the documents, give an approval. We can fund in as little as 5 to 7 days, and we pre-fund. So if we like the project, we won't wait to put it up on the website and get the crowd in. We'll use our own capital to fund it immediately, so we can fund very, very quickly, and then we'll merchandise it out to the crowd. We do have surety of close. If we give you an approval, we will fund that. We will get it closed, and we can fund very quickly.
Do you guys do appraisals?
We do appraisals and BPOs. Okay. So our investors do want to see that, hey, somebody's walked this property and taken a look at it, and that it's a good opportunity.
So this is really something I didn't even realize, you guys, this whole pre-funding concept of I bring you a strong deal. You internally look at it, you say, yep, we like it, and then you guys will fund it before any investors have committed to it.
Yeah, exactly. Once we've decided that we believe in the professional, we believe in the developer, we believe in the project, we'll put our money where our mouth is. We'll fund it first. And even if nobody in the crowd likes it, for whatever reason at all, and that's never happened yet, all of our projects have sold out really fast. But just in case it doesn't, it will still move forward because we'll have a position within it. We believe in our customers. We believe in our developers. And we want to see them succeed.
Man, that's interesting. So do you have any sort of percentage of how many applicants get approved versus how many actually apply?
Actually, right now it's a small amount simply because we're getting so many applications. Yeah. But then again, we're seeing about 600 million a month in applications. But of that, a lot of folks are looking for projects that we just don't do quite yet, like new construction. I'd love to do new construction. We just don't do it yet because there's so many moving pieces to that.
Sure.
Or they're looking for long term, or they just don't have the experience yet. I would say if you're an experienced investor looking at single family residential, small or mid-sized multifamily, you're looking for, a loan to get your project started for 18 months or less, I think you've got a really great shot. And you can always reach out to us directly, get me on the phone, get my underwriting team on the phone, and we'll be very honest with what the chances are there. But if you've got experience, we absolutely want to talk to you. Our job, our business relies on making good relationships with solid, skilled professionals.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's really interesting. Okay, so let's turn this a little bit, because this is a Best Deal Ever episode. And let's maybe a different twist on the best deal. Is there a best deal or a deal that kind of sticks out in your mind that's come across your platform, or maybe one that you guys have funded recently that might be worth talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did a project, single family residential, but very, very high end single family residential in Arcadia, California. So one of the most desirable suburbs here of Los Angeles, just a beautiful, beautiful area. Everybody wants to be there. And it actually was the largest 506C crowdfunded real estate project ever done at almost $2 million.
Wow.
And so we got an appraisal on this particular property at $3.3 million, and we funded, it was about $1.7 for purchase and about $350 for rehab or renovation. Our developers were actually adding about 1,400 square foot to the property. But then we've got a very, very solid after rehab value projected to be about $3.3 to $3.5 million. We'll sell that thing within a couple of days after putting it on the market. Developers were extremely professional, very skilled, very responsive. In my opinion, it's kind of a no-brainer type of deal. I want to see 100 deals like that a month. Confident in them, and then when the developer's done with that, we're going to be a good resource for them to come do their next project.
And this was just a single family house, just a high-end single family house in Arcadia.
You can actually still see that on our site under the title Luxurious Arcadia Rehab. If you go to passionland.com under the investments tab, you can see that right there. You might have scrolled down a little bit. It was about a month ago that we did this project. But you can see all the information, the appraisal, all the data we have on this particular market, this particular project. We keep everything very, very transparent and online for everybody to see.
So in this particular scenario, the developer got it for $1.7 million, put about $350 in it. He's in it for about $2 million. It appraised for $3.3 million. Did that developer have to bring any money to the table, or did you guys fund the whole thing for him?
We funded a lot of it. We do like to see some skin in the game.
Okay.
So the developer did bring an amount down here that allowed us to feel comfortable, and our investors to feel comfortable. Basically, that's one of our biggest indications of success, and that, you know, if a developer gets themselves into trouble, they will just walk away from it, because that's the big issue.
Sure, sure.
So they'll put funds down, and we did have a good amount down on this one.
So if you're in a good position in terms of an appraised value, but you still want to see some skin in the game, what's a normal amount for the developer to bring to the table? What do you typically require?
Well, we do make sense on running our projects here. It's very asset oriented, but we like to see anywhere between 10 and 30% depending upon the risk of the project itself.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So folks listening in, I mean, this is a game changer for a lot of people, especially those people that don't have access to private capital, and they don't want to pay the break your legs rates of hard money, especially on larger projects. I mean, there's a lot of local hard money lenders that still don't have the capacity to do these types of deals. And to be able to come to a platform like Patch of Land, get it potentially funded in 5 to 7 days. I mean, this is huge. This is a big shift in the marketplace that gives developers like me just a huge leg up. Again, the website is patchofland.com. Jason, is there anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, I'd say reach out to us at any time. You know, this is a brand new kind of financial vehicle here. We're working to bring a little level of daylight into real estate funding that just hasn't existed before. And the biggest advice I can give is just to talk to us. You know, we're very, very transparent. It's one of our biggest values. We'll be very upfront with everything. We'll walk you through the system, and we'll show you what the possibilities are. We want to be a good partner for you now and in the future.
Awesome. Jason, thanks so much for spending the time with us. Again, folks, it's patchofland.com. Jason, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Thank you, Ken.
All right. Thanks so much. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini reminding you to check us out online at dealfarm.net. Feel free to download our free ebook, How to Invest in Real Estate. And do not forget, we still have our free t-shirt offer going. All you have to do to get a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt is go into iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. Once you've done that, go to our website, email us and let us know that you've done it. Give us your address and t-shirt size, and the t-shirt will be in the mail immediately. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Deal Farm. Take care.